Below you is a town built to be taken apart. Every one of those cones is dry stone stacked without a drop of mortar, because mortar made a house permanent, and a permanent house meant tax. Build it loose and you could pull it down before the inspector reached the hill. You're looking at roughly 1,000 cones spreading down the slope of Rione Monti, the district of the mounts, each one a trullo, each one a house or a storeroom or a stable, and each one engineered to survive without cement. The story goes that when an inspector was spotted on the road, the residents could dismantle their houses overnight and rebuild them after he left. Whether that ever happened is contested. What is documented is the legal loophole the Acquaviva counts who controlled this land exploited. By requiring construction without mortar, the settlement stayed formally precarious and escaped the tribute on new towns under the Pragmatica de Baronibus. The visual signature of these houses, no mortar, is the thing that made them legal. A house you could take apart was a house that, on paper, was not really there. The cones are corbelled limestone, each layer slightly smaller than the one below it, closing at the top with a single capstone. The walls comprise a double skin with a rubble core, thick enough to hold winter heat and summer cool. The roofs shed water into cisterns dug below the houses. The bedrock here is karst, and there is no permanent surface water. The Belvedere takes its name from the small church of Santa Lucia, patron saint of sight, which stands nearby. From here, you walk down into the cones themselves. The stone stair off the terrace leads straight into Rione Monti, where the trulli are still standing and a few are still lived in.